The Parable of the Empty Pockets. There once was a boy who lived in a town. He was a very poor boy, and he only had clothes on his back. And he would walk through town, and he would see all these people with much greater wealth than him. And he would look at all their possessions and their fancy horses and carts and clothes. And all he had was a shirt and a pair of pants with empty pockets. And he felt shame and he felt self-consciousness over these empty pockets as he looked around and saw those that had so much and he had so little. So he decided that he was going to take control over this feeling and he was going to put rocks in his pockets. So he filled his pockets with rocks to make his pockets look full. And he stood with his chest out and his pants full of rocks. And he walked through town and said, "Look at me. My pockets are full. I have all kinds of things. I am not poor. I am not the little boy with empty pockets." And for a moment, he felt good about himself. He felt like he wasn't that poor little boy with empty pockets. He had taken control and filled himself with things that made him feel absence of that feeling of poverty and poor. So he walked around the town with his pockets full of rocks, and he, for a moment, felt different. He felt like he wasn't that poor boy with nothing but empty pockets. And then he realized he had filled himself with things that were of no use to him. He didn't have anything in his pockets that could really change the way he felt about himself. So he took the rocks out of his pockets and he went back to walking around town with empty pockets. And he decided that he wasn't going to fill those pockets with things that were useless. Instead, he was going to let God fill those pockets with things that would truly make him feel good about who he was and how he was. And he walked through town and he came upon an old lady, and she was carrying her bags. She had some bags from the market and she was struggling. She had a cane and she was carrying these bags, and he was a good-hearted boy, so he stopped. He took her bags and he carried them to her house and dropped them off in her house, and she was oh so grateful for what he did. And he walked away from that, and all of a sudden he felt different about himself. And he checked his pockets, but there wasn't anything more in them than had been in them before. They were empty, but yet he felt good about himself in a way that he hadn't before. So he continued to walk through town, and he noticed as he walked through town that there was another young child who had lost his kite up in a tree that was not a big tree, but it was taller than him. And so he grabbed that kite out of the tree and he got it down for the small child. And the small child was so thankful for that and just was so gracious and thanked him again and again for, "Thank you for getting my kite. I wanted to fly my kite and I couldn't, and thank you so much." And he of course was happy to do it for that child. And he walked, and all of a sudden he felt a fullness in him again that he hadn't noticed before. And as he carried on, he realized that in the end, his pockets didn't need to be full of money or possessions, and his life didn't need to be full of these things that appear to make you look full and make your pockets look full. Instead, your life needs to be full of experiences where you are of service and you help another person and you do something to make the world better in some small way. And those are the things that you carry with you. And the best part is you carry them with you in your heart, and you don't even need pockets in your pants to carry these experiences. You carry them with you in your heart and in your soul, and it makes the world a better place in a way that possessions cannot. Here ends the parable of the empty pockets.